It is so uncomfortable to have a fear or a worry that you're going to go into anxiety. So what can we do about it before it even hits us? Let's talk about that. Welcome to Mindful Hypnosis Podcast. It is time to change your mind. Learn all about how to create new helpful habits and mindset changes with integrative hypnosis. Plus, with a sprinkle of mindfulness throughout your day, you can easily shift into a calmer state of mind. I am Cheryl, your hypnotist and podcast host, and I welcome you to a better way of living your life 1 minute at a time. Hey, it's Cheryl here. If you love this podcast, then do me a favor. Let your friends and family know all about it. And please don't forget to go on over to the place where you listen to your podcast, whether it be Apple or Spotify, and please leave me a review. These reviews help my podcast to grow, and it helps me reach more people like you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you listening. Welcome to Mindful Hypnosis. My name is Cheryl. I am your host. I don't know if you can hear it, but the rain is pouring down. It is so loud. It is actually very relaxing as well to me. So I wanted to discuss what happens when we start to anticipate our anxiety or anticipate our worry or our stress. There is something called anticipatory anxiety. And what that means is that is they worry, the fear, and the overwhelm concern, I should say, of getting anxiety or a panic attack. And the anticipatory, you can have that with pretty much anything. You can have it for anxiety, you know, for even for pain. But when it comes to anxiety, what it does is it keeps us locked in a cycle, because we have an anxious event and then the anxiety starts to go away. And because it was so uncomfortable and because it was so threatening to our sense of safety and our security, we start to worry about it happening again. And it's almost as if we're putting ourselves back in that cycle. With all the worrying we're doing, we have the ability to drop ourselves back into it. Because anxiety and all the chemicals that are released are based on like a chemical loop, so to speak. You only have a certain amount of chemicals that are dumped out into your system to protect you and to give you this anxiety to protect you. Again, it's a safety mechanism. So when we have this anticipatory anxiety, we can often loop ourselves over and over in this anxiety, keeping it around, making it worse, actually. So what are some things you can do to kick yourself out of this worrying and concern and fear of dropping back into anxiety? And there are three things that you can do. And I'll tell you these once my cat stops walking across the keyboard. So the first thing that you can do is start to build up relaxation techniques. So when I talk about relaxation, I'm referring to deep relaxation, such as a deep meditation or a deep mindfulness practice. Anything that is pulling you into your body and relaxing and basically down-regulating your nervous system. So again, this is your deep meditation, your progressive muscle relaxation, even a meditative walk, something that is really pulling you down into your body and relaxing your whole body and your mind. You need to start to build up these relaxation techniques because your body is already in a heightened sense of awareness. I suggest the best time to work on relaxation techniques is when you're not anxious or worked up, when you're already relaxed, because your body is not fighting it. Now you can go even deeper. And then when you are uncomfortable and you are stressed and you go to use that relaxation technique, you've already basically primed it and your body has already been used to it and it will recognize it and it can shift into that relaxation faster and easier for you. That is number one. Number two, distract yourself. Do something to distract away from that overactive thinking whether you need to go for a walk, whether you want to go do some kind of a hobby, anything that you can do to distract yourself right away. If you have to do something completely silly, get up, dance, move, sing "I'm a Little Teapot." Use a technique to distract yourself away from the thoughts that keep coming in your head, telling you the anxiety is coming back. One of my clients years ago used to put an elastic on her wrist, and every time she started to feel that anxiety coming back in, she would snap it. Again, this is a form of distraction. It's also a form of what's called pattern interrupt, and we use this quite often when we want to get you out of a state and move you into a better state. This is really good for when we need to shift your perspective. Number three, ask yourself and give yourself permission to be okay with knowing that what is in your brain that you're worried about right now is not reality. It is not reality. If you're worried about something that is going to happen an hour from now, 2 hours from now, or tomorrow, that is not reality because the future is not here. It does not exist. We haven't created it yet. And we can take all of our worries, our thoughts, our concerns, everything we have, and we can paste them into a future event. But that future event is not here. And the more we paste negative shit into our future, the more we're going to get negative shit in our future. So whenever you start to feel as though you're getting worried, you're getting fearful, your anxiety is going to come back, stop and think to yourself, is this really true? And I use that question for everybody because we forget to ask it because most things are not true. Most of what we worry about is a thought in our head. It's a concept. It's an illusion. So take a little bit of time and just settle yourself for a moment and ask yourself, is this really true? Because once you can start to slow your mind down a little bit and push yourself into the present moment, give yourself a way to distract yourself, learn some relaxation techniques, bring yourself back to the here and now, you'll have a lot less anticipatory because anything that has anticipatory in it is a waiting for. It's a waiting upon, waiting on. So whenever you're waiting on something, you're not in the present moment. You're ruminating about something that may, might, could happen, but it may not. Just want to say one more thing. Any kind of anticipatory anxiety or anticipatory pain, anything that you have that is a waiting for to happen, this is also a habit. You have created a habit around this. So these techniques will help to get rid of that habit and put in better ways that can help you. So to keep this episode at a reasonable length, I am going to put some resources so you can decrease this anticipatory anxiety. I'll put these resources with the show notes, and this is episode 54. Just go on over to CherylJReynolds.com, and you can find some wonderful resources, some previous old podcasts, and a few other meditations to get you started. Alrighty then. That's all I want to say. You have a lovely day, and I will talk to you soon. Take a big deep breath in and exhale. Thank you for listening to the end of this podcast. Go on over to the show notes at CherylJReynolds.com for more information and valuable resources. While you're there, sign up for the newsletter so you never miss an episode. And if you want to find the link to work with me one-on-one, you can find it there. Remember, you have a powerful mind and it can be changed to support the life you want to live. In the meantime, enjoy your day, 1 minute at a time.